This recording, Nigeria 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Come and Get a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at Old Sioux in a desert district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a super private practice in North Square near Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you will only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itching goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, Coma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to strap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she admitted it. Her effort was not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. She warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I went to school, primary school and secondary school in Nigeria. We have a system that allows you to do 6 years of primary school and 5 years of high school, after which you take a university exam. Okay. Also, you have to take a final exam to graduate from secondary school, which is equivalent of your high school. I did that, and I graduated in 79. And in 1980, I went to do, because I couldn't get into university, I went to do what we call upper six and lower six. You do lower six first, then you do upper six. So I was preparing to get into my lower six when my brother applied for admission for me at Edinburgh State College, which is now Edinburgh State University. So when he gave me the admission papers, I came out to U.S. in 1982, September. I arrived in New York, September 10th. And from there, I went to Washington, D.C. From Washington, D.C., I went to Edinburgh State College for a year. Then I came back to Howard University in Washington, D.C.